这个机会再来到当中来服事。
We thank you, God, that I have this opportunity to come here and serve Him.
每一次来啊，我们都都有很好的享受，因为从早的时候就从 Indianapolis 一路开车过来，那个74号公路上面呢没有什么车，那我们一面开车一面就看到两旁非常美的风景。
Every time I came here, I enjoy it so much because I have to leave in the early morning, and so I drove from Indianapolis and then from 74, and the scene was so beautiful.
虽然我开车久了以后呢，那个我腰呢就会很痛。
Although driving for a while, I feel a back pain.
那我老伴呢，他那个膝盖呢，也是停下来的时候呢，几乎走不下来。
And also my wife suffered from some kind of knee pain.
但是今天啊，来到这里的时候，我们就觉得非常惭愧啊，看到刚才伯母比我们大十年了，但是他说他走了50分钟的路来这里聚会。
And as we walk into this building, we saw, we walked to this place, we saw senior sister here. She said she walked for 50 minutes to get to this place.
感谢神啊，你们教会有这么好的老人家。
We thank God that we so, our sisters love God so much.
用心，用力来去朝见神，来敬拜神啊！这个盼望我们大家年轻人哈、啊，要准时早起啊。
So we praise God there for our sisters that come to here worship God with all her might and all her soul, and also we encourage all the young people get up early and come here on time.
刚才大家读的启示录三章二十二十一节。但是主教约翰写的第七封信里面的一句话。
The verses we just read from Revelation 3:20-21 is from seven letters John wrote to the churches.
在启示录里面约翰写的七封信，每一封呢都是劝勉不同的教会，教会中的人要做纯洁的基督徒。更要做得胜的基督徒。
John wrote, have written seven letters to seven different churches to encourage the people there to be pure and also to be a pure Christian.
纯洁的基督徒就是单纯信靠主耶稣的。
A pure Christian is the one who really only trusts in our Lord.
主耶稣叩门，那我们就开门接待他，他就进来跟我们。一同吃这个宴席。
Whenever our Lord knocks the door, then this, you open the door so you can accept our Lord to join with the feast with Him.
还有得胜的基督徒呢，就是守主的道，不向罪恶低头的。
The victorious Christian would be the one who keep God's word and never bend the, never compromise with the evil spirit.
那么主应许这些得胜的人呢，不但是能够同主同宴席，并且在主的宝座上与他同吃。
And also our Lord promised for these victorious people that they're they are going to have a banquet or party, but also they can sit with the throne together.
那么天堂或者天国真的有食物吗？
Do you think there's even food in heaven?
大家，你说天堂真的有食物吗？
Do you think there's a food in heaven?
有人摇头。
Somebody knocked their head.
天堂有食物吗？
Do you think there's a food in heaven?
天堂真的有筵席宴客吗？
Is that really a heavenly party?
有没有？
Take a guess.
我是广东人哈，那个吃呢，对广东人是很重要的。
I'm Cantonese.
其实对中国人都很重要的。
Actually, eating is very important thing for all the Chinese people.
中华民国的国父孙中山先生他说过一句话：“民以食为天。”
The founding father of China, Dr. Sun Yat-sen, said the words saying, "Food is the God of the people."
我们就说很可惜，这个亚当夏娃不是广东人哈。
It's shameful that Adam and Eve they are not Cantonese.
不然呢，那个代表撒旦的蛇呢就不能够危害人类了，到现在哈，因为他们老早就进了亚当夏娃的毒食里面了。
Otherwise, the Satan's snake will be cooked by Adam and Eve.
那么就是说，我们在这个世界上啊，有很丰富的啊。这个生活啊
，We have a wonderful life in this world here。
世上有很美的风景。
We have beautiful scenery。
有很好的水果、鱼肉、海鲜。
We have all kinds of good foods, fruits, fish。
那天上有没有呢
？Is there anything in heaven also？
根据这个希伯来书呢，就是说这个地上最美的那个圣殿。不过是天上那个一个影像而已。
According to the book of Hebrew, saying the beautiful things we see here is just the copy of the true one in heaven.
那么就是说，世上的风景、山川啊、河流或者花草啊、鸟兽啊，为什么那么美？为什么那么可爱
？Do you think all these beautiful mountain sceneries, flower, birds, why they are so beautiful here?
而且呢非常精美，每一样都是非常精巧。
And everything is so dedicated.
而这些呢不过是暂时的。
But you have to know these are just temporary.
是一个影像。
They are just the image, the copy.
天上的呢是永远的，更美，更精巧啊，更长存的。
But the one in heaven is the real one, is the eternal one, is even more finer than the one you saw.
在箴言第八章有一句话说主耶稣啊当他创造这个世界的时候呢他是踊跃在为人预备可居之地也喜悦与人同住
In the Proverbs chapter 8 saying that rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in mankind
Yeah 所以在地上的好东西呢，在天上会更美好。
Whatever is good in on this world, and will be even better in heaven.
地上的好是都是暂时的。
And we know all these good things in on this earth is just temporary.
我们的房子，我们的这个生活，我们的工作。
Such as our house, our life, and our work.
甚至我们的孩子，我们的健康。我们的家人也都是暂时的。
Even our health, our kids and our family, they all are temporary.
天上的这个感情，天上的关系，天上的服饰呢，是永恒的，更美好的。
But the relationship and the passion in heaven is really better than the one we have on earth.
那我自从信主以后呢，就很留意那个天堂的事物哈。
I pay a lot of attention to the heavenly things, since I became a Christian.
那么我认识一些那个亲眼见过主耶稣的人。
I knew some people who even saw Jesus, personally.
那我也读过好几本那些去过天堂又回来的人他们所写的见证跟书
And also I read several books talking about the experiences they have went to heaven and came back
那么有一个姐妹她是韩国人她的丈夫是美国人
There's a sister she is Korean but her husband is American
她常常有一种经验就是主带她上天堂
And she mentioned about the experience that she walked with Jesus to heaven many times.
她看到每一次呢，看到不同的天上的风景，但是非常美妙，比这个地上没有办法形容。
And very often she saw the scene in heaven is so beautiful, it's different than the one we have on this world.
那么他还见到那个生命树的果子呢，是有不同的颜色，紫色的、红色的。
And also see the fruit of life has different colors, like a purple, red.
那有一次呢，主耶稣就带他到河里面去，看到哇，那个鱼非常漂亮。
And one time Jesus brought her to a river to see fish.
那看到那个鱼非常漂亮，那主还抓了一个鱼上来煎给他吃。那个味道啊，他说，哎呀，世界上没有什么那么好吃的。
And even one time, even Jesus with her to went to a river and then caught a fish and then cooked the fish for her.
有时候他回来呢，他还在教会里面呢跳那个天堂的舞。
And also she taught a heavenly dance in her church that was learned from heaven.
那我们教会啊，能够更像天堂一点那就好了。
So our church should be more like heaven. That'll be even better.
所以他也写了一本书啊。
So she wrote a book.
那么这个我们不知道是真是假，反正一个人的见证我们也没有办法否定，是吧？
Well, we don't really know this is true or false, but that's her testimony basically.
但是根据圣经来说呢，主耶稣呢也肯定天上是有食物有宴席的。
But according to the Bible, our Lord Jesus also confirmed that there's a food and there's a heavenly party in heaven.
请问大家哈，主耶稣所行的第一个神迹是什么？
So I'm going to ask you a question. What is the first miracle Jesus did?
在迦拿的婚宴里面是吧？把水变为酒。
In a banquet of Canaan, Jesus made the water to become wine.
哇，让大家都吃喝得很高兴。
So everybody enjoyed so much.
那么，然后呢？主耶稣最后在最后一个逾越节，就是他要被钉十字架的，那一天之前，他主持了什么
？So in the last Passover, what did Jesus have?
他主持这个逾越节的筵席，是吧？
He had a Passover feast.
还有呢，这个在其中呢，主耶稣还参加了朋友甚至敌人的这个筵席，常常在筵席当中讲出一些很精辟的真理。
And very often Jesus attend or went to several different kind of feasts, and then during the feast, he also make a lot of wisdom statements.
主耶稣讲过好几个故事是跟筵席有关的，是不是？
And many stories Jesus talked about were related to the banquet.
浪子回头的故事。
Like the lost son returned.
这个浪子悔改回头了，父亲跑出来拥抱他，给他换衣服啊，我还为他什么大排筵席。宰了肥牛。
After the lost son returned home, and the father not only gave the son the best the ring, the best her clothing, also have a wonderful banquet for the son.
主也讲到天国好像一个王为他的儿子摆这个结婚的筵席，是吧？
Jesus also mentioned like.The kingdom of heaven, just like a king prepare a wedding banquet.
那么请帖已经派了，到时候呢还请仆人呢亲自去提醒，哎，酒菜都上了，请来了吧。
So up on the day of the banquet, they already set up the table and they have all the food on the table. However, there's no guest.
Yeah, 他们呢就是说，哎，我刚刚结了婚不能去，我做买卖不能去，我有些牛在田里面要睡，所以对不起了。
So different people have different excuses. They say, oh, I just saw a cattle, I just have a wedding, so they couldn't make it.
那个主人就很生气啊，就派更多的仆人出去到大街小巷，把那些贫穷的。没有饭吃的残疾的都请进来。
So the host was upset, and then they sent all his servants out and invite all the people on the street, or whoever on the street will be able to come in.
那回来看到，哇，还有那么多的空座位，好像还没有满。
After they
出去把人都拉进来。
So after they invite all the people on the street, they still see there are still many empty seats on the banquet. So they still went out to invite more people to come.
然后我们也看到主耶稣复活以后。他在门徒面前吃什么？吃鱼。
And we also saw that after Jesus resurrected, he ate fish before his disciples.
我们在加利利海旁边呢，曾经吃过一种鱼，叫做圣彼得鱼。
We have a fish. We have eaten a fish beside the Galilee Sea. It's called Saint Peter fish.
但是主耶稣也在那个加利利海边招待那些门徒，是吧？那个早上就给他们烧鱼来给他们吃。
Jesus also treated his disciples by the sea of Galilee and with the fish.
所以我们可以顾及到天国里面呢，主不但为我们预备地方让我们住。还为我们预备很好的食物跟宴席在等我们。
So we know in heaven, our Lord not only just prepare the places for us, but also prepare a wonderful food for us.
感谢赞美主。
We thank our Lord.
但是呢，另一方面呢，我不想大家为了贪食而入教而信教。
And of course, I don't want you to become because you like those wonderful foods or become a Christian.
其实啊，我们住在中西部的人呢，没有几个是贪吃贪玩的，是不是
？And actually, for the people who live in the Midwest, I don't think the people like to eat that much.
喜欢吃好东西的人呢，都到东岸、西岸那些大城市去，至少也去芝加哥了，是吧
？Whoever like to have a wonderful food, they are either in the East Coast or West Coast or in Chicago.
我们在这里都是吃玉米或者 corn beef 的人，是吧
？So the people in here either have a corn or corn bread.
但圣经里面有一些很平衡的教导。
In Bible there are many teachings.
哥林多前书是说到不可叫你的善被人毁谤。我们请大家一同读。
Let's read Corinthians 14:16-17.
请读。不可叫你的善。
Otherwise, when you are pressing God in the spirit, how can someone say who is not pressing in the heart?
在乎公义、和平，本是圣灵中的喜乐。神的国是以公义、和平啊，圣灵中的喜乐为主。
God's kingdom is based on the righteous peace and the joy in the spirit.
然后，约翰福音4:34，当主耶稣向那个撒玛利亚妇人。传福音啊，他信了，带很多人来信主。那门徒呢，买食物回来给主吃。
In the John chapter 4, when Jesus spoke to that Samaria, to that lady by the well, and then after she became a Christian, she believed in him, then all the disciples came back with food.
主耶稣说：“我有食物啊，是你们不知道。”
And then Jesus told them, "I have food, and that's the one you don't know."
他就讲出这句话，请大家读。我的
My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work.
做成他的工。然后呢，主耶稣也曾经向那些为了看到他的五饼二鱼的神迹来追随他的人说：“不要为那冰坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的。”
Some of the people they came to Jesus because for the food. So Jesus said, "Do not work for food that spoil, but for food that endures to eternal life."
所以在我们的人生中啊，或者说在教会中，有很多比食物更重要、更好的。
So actually in our life or in our church, there are many things are more important than food and more better than food.
那么做了会令我们更快乐更满足的。
And you'll be more joyful and be more satisfied when you do that.
那就是遵行主的话带领人来信靠主。
Which is following God's word and bring people to our Lord.
你的喜乐就满足了。
And your satisfaction will be fulfilled.
但是天国真的有筵席吗？
But is there a real banquet in heaven?
那主耶稣是很肯定的，他对那些跟随主的人，愿意为主受苦的人，他这样说。
Jesus said for those people who really want to suffer for him.
请读好吗？
Let's read it together.As I confer on you and kingdom, just as my Father conferred on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones.
这个是很大的福分。你愿意为主受苦，你想得到这个待遇吗？
Would you like to suffer for our God, or would you be able to receive this kind of treatment?
不但新约，在旧约里面，以赛亚先知呢，他也请人来听主的话。
Not only in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, Prophet Isaiah also have similar saying.
请大家一起读。
They said,
你们来买了是，不用零钱，不用价值。你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。
They said, come and buy and eat, without money and without cost. Eat what is good, and you will delight in the riches of fare.
信靠主，跟随主那个喜乐呢，是没有什么其他的东西可以比较的。
The trust in our God and the joy from our God is nothing can be compared.
好，那么我们回到约翰，叫老底家的门徒，对老底家的门徒的那封信，前面那一段他怎么写呢？
Let's look at the letter John wrote to the Church of Laodicea, that what he said there.
老底家教会的问题呢，就是不冷不热。
The problem with this Laodicea church is it's a lukewarm church, neither hot or cold.
他们的心不冷，但是又热不起来。
Their heart are not cold, but not warm enough.
好像多马啊，他跟主耶稣不错，但是他有很多的怀疑，很多的问题啊，他的信心呢，慢慢就冷下来。
Just like Thomas, he following Jesus pretty close to Jesus. However, he has all kinds of doubt in his mind. He just couldn't really concentrate.
在多马的头脑中，无论如何不能够接受耶稣复活这个事实。
Somehow in his mind, he never be able to accept the truth that Jesus was resurrected.
大家有没有吃过那种 muscle 哈 ？muscle 哈？你看
Have you eaten all kind of seafood called mussel?
那个海鲜哈，在冷水里面把它捞出来啊，是吧？
You get out from the cold water. It's a kind of shell type of seafood.
放在一锅那个开水里面，它就张开了。
And then you put it in the hot water, and then it will open up, and then you will be able to eat it.
但是你把那个 mussel 放在不冷不热的。在水里面呢，它就紧紧的闭起来啊，闭合起来。
However, if you put a mussel in the lukewarm water, then it just tightly closed and never opened.
甚至到死呢，它也不肯张开啊！你是到时候你开水煮开了，它还是紧闭的，比紧紧的。
Even you boil the water until it's boiling, it still closed without opening.
那不冷不热啊，就是。很难用啊！渐渐呢，教会就产生危机了。
So become lukewarm is really hard for God to use this kind of church, and then this kind of church will have a crisis in itself.
那么老底嘉教会呢？他们的危机是骄傲、自满、自以为是啊，自以为意。
And the problem with the church is that they are arrogant, they are proud for themselves, they are believe themselves is invisible, so they think they are righteous.
他们可以安慰自己，我也有出钱啊，我也有帮助人啊。
They comfort themselves, say, oh, I also provide money for other people, or also help other people.
但是在以赛亚书六十四章啊，形容这种人哈、我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服，我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风将我们吹去，并且无人求告你的名，无人奋力的去抓住你。
But it's written in Isaiah 64, verses 6 to 7, all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind our sins sweep up away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you.
渐渐地离开主，离开神的话，离开跟神的关系越来越远。
So gradually they depart from God, depart from God's relationship, so they are just getting farther and farther away.
那么主对这类人有怎么样的劝告呢？
So what is the advice from our Lord?
我要劝你买苦炼的金子。
They said, I urge you to buy from me the gold refined from fire.
那就是回到神的道里面去，遵循圣经的话，神的话。
It's a way to return back to God's word and back to the God's of the Bible.
诗篇十九篇说啊，神的话比金子更可羡慕，更宝贵，比金金更可羡慕。
In Psalm 19, it says, "They are more precious than gold and much pure gold."
然后主劝他要买白衣。不再穿自己的那个破衣啊，这个我们的义都像污秽的衣服啊，不再穿自己这个烂臭的衣服，好像浪子回头。
And secondly, God can encourage them to buy white clothes to wear, not wearing their own filthy, smelly old clothes. But just like the return of the lost son, you can get rid of your old self.
让天父将耶稣基督的救恩白袍穿在我们身上。
So our Heavenly Father can put the new white coat on us.
我们有一些同工啊，他说，他对我说，他说我们经过文革的这些人，哪一个不是两手沾满鲜血，脑子里面啊充满了罪恶啊，那个虚伪啊，控告。
So one of our co-workers told me one time that all our people who went through the Cultural Revolution, who doesn't have the hands with blood, who doesn't have a mind with all these tricks.
如果不是靠耶稣基督的恩典，我们这些人啊，有什么盼望啊，能够得救呢？
If it's not Lord's salvation or grace, who can save us?How can we become a God's children?
感谢神啊，这个加拉太书说啊，我们受洗归入基督呢，就是披戴基督啊，活着是靠神的儿子耶稣基督而活。
In Galatians said, "No, when we become a God's children, we are just wear our Jesus with us together."
还有一个主就劝。我们呢要买眼药抹眼，这是什么意思啊？
Also, the last one saying, you know, we should have to buy salve to put on your eyes as you can see. What does that really mean?
就是让圣灵医治我们，改变我们，赐给我们一个谦卑的灵，一个属灵的视觉。
So just that Holy Spirit to heal us, to change us, so we have a spiritual vision.
能够看清该走的路，能够看到别人的需要，能够跟人有一个正常的交流。
So we can see the path which you walk on. We can see people's need. We can go to help, and we can have a good relationship with other people.
所以主耶稣。讲完问题以后呢，他就邀请我们啊，20-21节，让我们打开心来请他进去。
So in after this, then then our law says in the Revelation 3:20-21, we should open our heart, let him come in.
然后呢，得胜的主说啊，我要让他在我的宝座上与我同坐。
And to the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my thrones.
主邀请我们每一个人，他征求真心相信、相信神、相信耶稣基督的人。
Our Lord invites us. He invites the person who truly believes in Him.
他征求我们做一个认认真真靠主得胜的基督徒。
He wants us to be a real Christian who is really depends on trust our God.
所以各位啊，你要怎么接受主耶稣的邀请呢？
So everyone here, how would you respond to the invitation from our Lord?
啊，我们读三处在希伯来书这个话，好不好？
Let's read the verses from Hebrew.
好，请大家click 一下，哎，我们一起来读这个好吗？
Let's read it together.
所以，我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎么能陶醉呢？只不要随波逐流的失去。
So in the Hebrew chapter 2, saying we must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away.
嗯，前一阵子看到这个电视上面这个中国那个大水，很多地方哈，那么很多的垃圾呢都被冲，都被冲在这个城市里面到，就冲出来。
Some time ago, there's a flooding in China, and you can see from the news that all this garbage were flushing out.
今天在美国的潮流啊，也有很多的危险。
Even in the current of United States, there's still a lot of crisis.
想用金钱啊，享乐啊，那么用尊重自由的名义来摆脱真理等等。
People using the respecting freedom as their goal or as their statements to enjoy to give the lust.
很多基督徒的家庭啊，那么父母呢，从小把孩子带到主日学。
A lot of Christian family they brought their kids to Sunday school.
但是到高中毕业上大学呢，好多孩子就选得远远的啊，要从此呢这个有意了就可以。就可以飞啊，远离家庭，远离教会。
But many kids after they graduate from high school, from college, they choose to fly away from church, from family. They have their strong wings, so they can do whatever they want to do.
慢慢啊，他们在学问、在社会上很成功，
and gradually,
但是不再做基督徒。
And gradually they become very successful on this society or on this world. However, they no longer become a Christian.
今天美国潮流上面很多那些不信的啊，那些奇奇怪怪的言论的啊，他们原来他们的先辈、他们的祖辈啊，都是很好的基督徒啊。
There are many people nowadays who are proposing very strange theories. Actually, their ancestors, several generations above, they are very good Christians at that time.
所以最重要的事呢，是让一个人早早的，越早越好，来认识耶稣基督的真理。
So the most important thing is that a person to know God knows this truth as early as possible.
认认真真的来跟随主耶稣。
And sincerely to follow our Lord Jesus.
让生命在耶稣里面再造。
So that Jesus occupy your life.
从此就永远不再是一样的人。
So you will be no longer the same as your old life.
不会被冲走。
You will not be drift away.
好，我们读第二句，在这个希伯来书三章。
The second place in the Hebrew chapter 3.
十二到十四，请读。弟兄们， 把永生神离弃了，总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 to 14 said, See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end.
每个礼拜我们来聚会，每个月我们来守圣餐。
So we come here to worship God every week, and we come here to have a communion with our Lord monthly.
是让我们重新的来经验主耶稣他的救赎。
So we can experience our Lord's salvation again and again.
主耶稣他从神的宝座降生，成为一个穷苦的、艰难的、短命的人。为什么？
So what's the reason for our Lord Jesus want to born on this world to become a poor and short life person?
是为了担当我们的罪业，背负十字架，让本来人应该受的永远的痛苦都担在他的身上。
So he can carry our transgression, he can carry all our sin, and he can carry all our burdens.
只有这样，神才能够用他儿子耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
Only so our God will be able to use the blood of Jesus Christ to wash away all our sins.
这个是我们每一天应该经历，永远不应该忘记的。
This is something we should experience daily and never forget.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
今天真正的基督徒呢，会在圣灵里面对罪很敏感。
A real Christian should be very sensitive in sin.
常常觉得我们思想言语当中呢，犯罪得罪神。
Usually we can feel that in our mind, in our thinking, we really have sinned against our Lord.
马丁路德有一次做了一个梦。
One time, Martin Luther has a dream.
见到一个天使拿着一张白纸，长长的。
So he dreamed that this angel hold out a white sheet of paper.
上面呢用黑字写了他。马丁路德一项一项一项的罪，他越看越怕。
And on the paper is written all his sin one by one.
当他怕到一个地步，最可怕的时候呢，他看到上面好像有一些红色的东西从一个荆棘的冠冕上面流下来，慢慢呢，那个红色的血呢就把这些罪状一条一条完全的遮盖了。
So when he read one line by line, and he getting frightened and frightened, by the end, he got frightened the most. He then suddenly see there's a blood coming from a thorn, and then there's a blood coming out of the thorn, and gradually cover all his sins.
他醒来，一面惧怕，一面充满了感恩。
And when he woke up, he was frightened as well as gracious.
我们的生命也是这样。
And our life is just like that.
基督是我们的生命。
Our Christ is our life.
当他显现的时候，我们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
When he appears, we'll also appear with him in his glory.
Hallelujah, 赞美神。
Hallelujah, praise our Lord.
感谢主。那么然后呢，请大家读这个好不好？
So last one, let's read this one.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不至于摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会， 好像那些瘸子患了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
In Hebrew 10:23-25, it says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching."
让我们坚守在基督里面这个天国生命的指望，因为这个指望是神的应许。
That's to confirm firmly holding this hope from heaven, and this is our promise.
世上的事情都会变化。
Everything will change in this world.
生活会过去。
Our life will pass.
工作会过去。
Our work will pass.
健康家庭啊，也有一天会过去。
A healthy family will pass one day.
我们唯一可靠的指望是神答应过我们的话。
The only hope we have is the promise that God gave to us.
所以我们要彼此勉励。
So let's encourage each other here.
信望爱是长存不变的。
Hold faith and love is the one only exist.
要用爱心行善。
Use your love to do a good deed.
不可停止聚会。
Never stop meeting together.
日子临近是什么意思？
What is means for the days approaching?
我们怎么知道日子临近？
How do we know the day is approaching?
因为基督徒在全世界各地的处境越来越不容易。
Because we know the Christian is getting more difficult in this world.
前个礼拜在埃及有两个基督徒呢被杀，在西奈半岛。
2 weeks ago, there were 2 Christians were killed in Sinai.
因为那些这个伊斯兰兄弟会啊，他们认为呢，这个他们所选出来的总统呢，这个倒台啊，认为基督徒曾经示威。
Because the new elect president against the Christian.
所以他们就杀害这些基督徒。
So they start killing the Christians over there.
其中一个弟兄是个商人，他在家里面也有家庭聚会。
One of the brothers was a business person. He also held a gathering at home, and he was executed by cutting off his head.
Yeah.
So all the Christians left from his 3 villages.
这个礼拜有八个在伊朗的基督徒，他们就被放到监牢里面去。
And this week, there were 8 Christians were sentenced to in jail from Iran.
因为反革命啊。
Because it was considered there were.
其实这些基督徒没有参与政治，他们只是在家里面聚会而已。
All these Christians, they are not really participating in any politics, but they were just have a meeting at home.
45 years ago, 我当兵的时候啊。我在越南哈，看到很多美国的军队的里面呢都有基督徒。
都有什么？
很多那个美国兵都有基督徒。
45 years ago, I was in Vietnam. I saw many Christians in their army.
那么Billy Graham 呢，到那个这个越南，到美军当中开布道会。
So Billy Graham went there and have an outreach meeting over there for their soldiers.
有5000多个这个军官呢都参与。
And there are more than 5,000 officers.
他们唱起诗歌来啊，非常非常洪亮，非常感动。
And when they sing the hymns together, it was so touching.
我坐在那里就流泪。
Then I was tearing while I was sitting there.
现在在美国军队里面呢，他有一种，这个军牧啊，他们都没有办法祷告，他们在军牧呢都很难奉主的名啊来传福音或者奉主的名来祷告。
But even nowadays, a lot of military pastors they couldn't really pray for those people.
所以情况不一样啊。
So the situation is totally different now.
很多的政府，他们或者公共电视文化，各方面呢都是跟基督的福音，是反对的。
many government and the culture and the TV, they all against Christian.
在以色列，在中国的情况也是这样。
In Israel, in China, situation are similar.
五月份的时候，我在中国，在一个家庭教会里面讲到。
In past May, I was preaching in a family church in China.
那么我走了以后，那个公安局、保安局还有那个宗教局呢，就去找这个家庭教会的负责人。
So after I left there, and the government officers were came to that place to talk to these people.
你们为什么请外国人讲道？
Why did you invite a foreigner come here to preach?
我们这里有照片为证。
We have the pictures to be our evidence.
所以这个地方关门，不能够再聚会。
So you have to close this place and no longer have a meeting anymore.
那感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
那个负责人说，他讲的是广东话，他是广东人啊。
We said that person, that foreigner actually speak Cantonese. He's a Cantonese.
当时我也请你们来听的，你听他有没有什么反对政府的话吗
？And at that time, I also invite you to come to see if he has anything against the government.
但是我就不管啊，结果呢，他们呢就要关那个地方。但是感谢主，有一个弟兄呢，他就把他的房子奉献出来做教会。
So they, in spite of all these arguments, they still decide to close that place. However, another brother decided to open up his house.
这个家里面有三层楼，最上层的聚会，中间的呢叫主日学青少年团契。
So he has three stories. The second story would be the Sunday school and kids together meeting place.
那楼下呢就是图书馆啊。跟那个讲福音的那个活动。
The first place will be the library and congregation place.
比从前那个地方容纳多一倍的人。
And even can take more people, double the size as original.
感谢主。
Well, thank our Lord for this kind of offering.
那么这位这个负责教会的人呢，他刚刚出来，现在还住在我家里，他告诉我这件事情。我才说，哎呀，对不起啊，我带给你们那么大的祸。
The responsible brothers of that church just came out from China and live in my place and share me with this news. And I said, I'm really sorry to bring you so much trouble.
但是他说感谢神，你看，就是因为这样试炼一来，那些弟兄们他们就奉献房子了，弟兄同工们呢，他们站立得更稳了。
Then he said, well, just because all this persecution comes, all our brothers and sisters, they stand up, and then even more people offering their places.
这个世界上善恶这个势力呢不断地在交战。
We can see the growing conflict and battles between evil and good.
但是神啊还是在高天掌权看顾属他的人。
But we can see our Lord is reigning in the high place, and still oversees everything.
让我们警醒，让我们预备，靠主的恩典赴天国的爱宴。
Let us be alert and let us be prepared for this God's coming and His festival.
时间长一点点，但是我还是要叫大家唱一首歌，好不好？
Even we take a little more time, but I'm going to teach you a new song.
你一定喜欢的。
And I bet you will like this song.
好，我们请诗琴先弹一弹哈，姐妹。大家试试跟我唱哈，你唱小声一点，我唱大声一点，好不好？
天家真可爱，天家真乖巧，生命国之权为错，生命和本长同。 基督我王慈爱的笑脸，他曾为我流宝血，洗涤我罪孽，使我圣洁，穿上洁白衣袍，赴天国海也。
再来一趟哈，第一节，再来一趟哈。天家真可爱，
天家真乖张，生命国之前为长，生命何转长昂扬，长天基督我王慈爱的笑脸，他曾为我流宝血，洗我罪孽，使我圣洁，穿上洁白衣袍，赴天国海也。
好，我们试试唱第二首，大家一起拍手来唱。
天上的爱，天上的无边，生命难熬天为天，自由自在有平安，他曾为我流宝血，洗我罪孽，使我圣洁，穿上洁白衣袍，赴天国海也。
下一节，下一节。
天上有真爱，天上的无边光明美妙，前为前自由自在又翩翩，天是天父相亲绕天父桌前，基督公义有世界，再无罪孽，万物穿上洁白衣袍，赴天国海也。
天父，谢谢你在基督里面赐给我们这样的大爱。
Lord, we thank you for giving us such great love in the Christ.
愿你的爱在我们的心中。
May your love in our heart.
愿你诚信的应许也常常在我们的心中。
May your promise always appear in our hearts as well.
让我们永远不失去这个盼望。
Let us never give away this promise and hope.
就是我们要与你相见。
We will see you again.
我们会像您一样。
We will like you.
满有主耶稣圣洁的形状。
Fulfilled with the holiness of Jesus Christ.
帮助我们用喜乐来扶持我们。
Give us the joyfulness in our heart so we can serve you.
谢谢主。
We thank you so much.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢伊牧师给我们带来美好的信息。
We thanks Pastor Dick to bring such wonderful message to us.
也提醒我们，我们要准备好我们自己，响应那天上的爱宴。
Also remind us that we should prepare ourselves for this wonderful feast in heaven.
在那之前，我们今天有我们自己的午宴。
And today we have our own law feast.
感谢。在我们报告其他事情之前呢，我们想欢迎新来的弟兄姊妹和朋友们。如果你是第一次来教会，我们想认识你，请你能够自我介绍或带你的人来介绍一下。
Before we make any announcement, we'd like to welcome the newcomers here. If you are here the first time, please stand up and introduce yourself.
在左手边有没有？
How about the people from the left side?
好像没有。那右手边呢？有没有新来
的？On the right side. 我Oh, it's her sister from Shanghai come here for vacation. That's her son too. Welcome.
You. 欢迎欢迎。我们今天有个特别的这个报告，就是赵月把这个我们确实这个教会的一到六月份的这个财务情况给大家做个简短的报告。
Today we have a special announcement about our church financial situation. This is the summary from January to June.
先说一下，就是说去年，就是今年一到六月份，大家看到了，就是说 general fund 是差不多六万一，然后 building fund 是54000。下一张。
So from the January to June, we have about 60,000 for general fund and about 50,000 for the church building fund.
这个是说 general fund 的经，就是说这六个月来的具体花费。
And these are the detail breakdown for the general fund.
就是说 maintenance 看到的是差不多是将近10000块钱，这里面就是我们付了一年的保险费，保险费将近4000块钱，我们需要付4000块钱的保险费。
You see the maintenance there about 9600, that's a cover 4000 of insurance.
扫雪就是说一二三月份扫雪是将近800块钱。
So we have a snow cleaning spent about $800.
然后是我们按照计划，就是说每个月就是说有1500块钱到 building fund 的，就是到那个建堂去还他的利息，如果多一些的话去还他的本金，所以说一共支出了9000块钱。
Also cover another 1500 transfer to the building fund.
有什么问题？大家。
Any questions so far?
下一张。就是说大家都在问说我们这个教会运行一个月到底需要多少钱，就是说这是我就是说具体算了一下，就是平均下来就是保险需要大家看，就是说水差不多是100块钱平均下来，因为我们外面浇水还有其他的事情，然后是就是电费一个月平均下来冬天。